Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening live online on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. If you are on my show page, if you look there, there's an icon that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up for you, baby, to follow the show on a daily basis. As well as we're on Twitter as well. I promote through Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Also, Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go in there and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, or Facebook, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Today's weather, guys, in the ATL is it's going to be overcast pretty much most of the day, with a chance of showers all day. And I don't know what the temperature is right now, but it looks to be a little bit chilly because we got high winds, very high winds. And so that tends to make for a chilly temperature, right? But we are headed towards the weekend. We are on the downside of the week, headed towards the weekend, and it's going to be a very nice weekend. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. 818-301-5834. This morning's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0222. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, today's topic is just tough. You know, what I do is I try to find out I try to find some that would be interesting to everyone. Right? Try to find a story that would be interesting to everyone. And I believe that's what I found. Okay. And what I'm seeing is, this is it, okay? This is it. This is a huge story. And I don't know, I guess I was going through some stuff and found this story. Today's episode, before I get into that, I'm going to do something else, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit about there's another story out here from Sonora, California, okay? And it's entitled, Third Graders Caught Smoking Marijuana, okay? Sonora, California. Police in a central California city are trying to determine how three third graders caught smoking marijuana got the drug. Sonora Police Chief Mark Stinson says the two 8-year-olds and a 9-year-old were discovered by another student last week at Sonora Elementary School. Superintendent Lee Champagne told KPIX-TV the students were smoking in a school bathroom. Now, the student who found the smokers told school officials who contacted police. The third graders were released to their parents. Stinson said on Wednesday police were looking into whether someone supplied the drug to the kids. He said they were the youngest pot smokers he had encountered in his 33 years in law enforcement. KPIX-TV says Champagne would not discuss how the third graders might be disciplined. Now, okay, third graders smoking pot. That's something I've never heard of as well. Out of my, you know, 40 plus years of being on this earth, I've never heard of people that young smoking marijuana. I'm not saying it's never happened, but I've never heard of it. I'm sure in some of these other countries or whatever that maybe grow marijuana and all this and harvest it, they may have cases like this. But I've never heard this in the United States. And that's not saying it's never happened in the United States. But I've never heard it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show, and we'll get into the show. Today's show is titled, A Church Pastor, Females Not to Wear Underwear to Church. I'm going to say it again. Yes, I said it. A church pastor asked the females in the church now, not to wear underwear to church. Okay, you're stunned just as much as I am when I saw this story. But I'm going to read you the story, which is not long, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. Okay, and you can call in and tell me what you think as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, a church pastor asked females not to wear underwear to church. Religious leaders have a long history of convincing their church members to do unique things. This is no different in Kenya, where one pastor orders his female members to remove their undergarments in the name of Christ. News One reports, Kenyan pastor Reverend Johi has raised not only a few eyebrows but red flags with this unorthodox suggestion of having his female congregants remove their bras and underwear before coming to church so that Christ can freely enter their bodies with his spirit, according to the Kenyan Daily Post. Johi, who is the pastor of the Lord's Propeller Redemption Church in Kenya, reportedly refers to undergarments as ungodly. The Bible-toting minister called together a meeting with church officials and allegedly discussed banning the undergarments because people, quote, need to be free in body and spirit in order to receive Christ. The warning his female congregants about the evils of skivvies, the God-fearing pastor spoke of the damnation they will suffer if they dare not to go bare underneath. In true fashion, the church's female population reportedly did come to church sans their undies, the Post reports, in order to prepare for their spiritual. I got to read that again. In true fashion, the church's female population reportedly did come to church sans, S-A-N-S, their undies, the Post reports, in order to prepare for their spiritual taking. This sick pastor probably wanted to lay hands on these unsuspecting women folk. Okay? So do you think pastors should be monitored more closely, or do they deserve free reign in their ministry? Okay, and that's the article. All right? So now I'll tell you what I think. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and come on this article as well. Now, because it's a church and where there are two or three gather in his name, he's present, that I'm going to try not to say anything out of the way, okay? Because, what I'm saying is, the way we'll end it, I guess, is saying that there's pastors, and pastors are human beings just like we are. They've just studied the Bible and what God's words are, the way he wants us to live. They've studied that, and they try to convey it to us on Sunday, okay? They try to tell us how we're supposed to live. They try to interpret the Bible to us every Sunday so that we can understand how things were said. Okay, how things are meant. Okay, now asking the female congregation to wear underwear to church is something that I don't understand. You know, I don't understand how being without underwear would allow God to enter their bodies or whatever, allow Christ to enter their bodies. That's what it says. It says, unorthodox suggestion of having his female congregants remove their bras and underwear before coming to church so that Christ can freely enter their bodies with his spirit. Okay? So, what about men? Okay, how do Christ enter the man's body? Okay, how does that work? So you saying the men aren't gonna have Christ enter their bodies? Is that it? Okay, is that it? So this pastor is saying that he brought up the suggestion of having his female congregants remove their bras and underwear before coming to church so that Christ can freely enter their bodies. Okay, so again, like I said, how does Christ enter a man's body? You know, are you telling your men congregants not to wear underwear to church as well, so that Christ may enter, Christ's spirit may enter their bodies? You know, something's not right here. And at you know, at the end of the article, the Daily Post said this sick pastor probably wanted to lay hands on these unsuspecting women folk, because they said that the church's female population reportedly did come to church minus their undies in order to prepare for their spiritual taking. And then it says this sick pastor probably wanted to lay hands on these unsuspecting women folk. And that's what I believe. You know, some of these pastors sit in the pulpit, okay, and watch their women, their female congregation. They're watching them. And, you know, a lot of them are sitting on the front row, short dresses on. They come to church like this these days, you know, and I don't know if they're doing it purposely. I don't know. But a pastor, yeah, I mean, you got female pastors out there, but a male pastor is no different from another male out there walking the street every day. Males are hunters. We've been programmed to seek out females. Now, not all of us now, because you got the shaky, you know, these shaky guys that like guys, okay? But us heterosexual males that love women, our makeup is to seek out women. Right? Tell me, guys, if I'm wrong. That's our makeup. That's the way the man upstairs wanted us to be, obviously. Because he wants us to reproduce. And the only way you can reproduce is with the opposite sex. Okay? So we're made up. Okay? It's in us to seek out females, to conquer females, and to reproduce with these females. I'm not saying every one of them, but I'm saying the ones that we want to. Right? And if you do have sex with a female, then, you know, if you're not trying to prevent a pregnancy, you know, a lot of times it's gonna happen, right? She's gonna get pregnant. You keep sleeping with her without protection, she's gonna get pregnant, right? And that's the reproduction, right? Pastors, or this pastor, I won't say all pastors, because this is an isolated incident. This pastor, that's his exact idea. His idea is to see these women come into the church and knowing in his mind that she's not wearing underwear. She doesn't have on a bra. She doesn't have on panties. Each one of them. Now, tell me something, guys, because I may be thinking different. But tell me something. If you knew that a certain young lady, or even an older lady, came into your presence, and you know if she's not wearing a bra or panties, what do you think? I mean, you start thinking all kinds of stuff. Your mind starts racing. You can't really think about anything else. Y'all with me? I tell people all the time, hey, once a man gets the idea that something's getting ready to happen or something's going on sexually, he can't think about anything else. He can't think about money or problems or none of that stuff. All he can focus on at that time is that female and the possibility that they may be able to get together. I just keep it 100%, guys. I just keep it straight up, right? I just keep it 100%. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families and be safe out there. We're headed straight for the weekend, and it's going to be a very, very nice weekend. Hey, go look up that article about the pastor that asked his females not to wear underwear church. Thank you, guys. Join the show tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Good day.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days. Reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?